Saturday, June 9th, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant, independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. So I'd like to begin today by touching on a video, or actually a segment of a video done by Lee Camp from Redacted Tonight. It's about a topic that I touch on a lot, and I talk about it incessantly almost, but it's because it's very, very important. And many of you watch this show on a regular basis will likely not be surprised by this topic, but it's something that we need to continue to put out there and continue to call out and continue to put in front of people who may not be aware of this. And if they are aware of it, continue to show them that their two-party paradigm manipulation around this is what's keeping them from seeing it for what it really is. And this is talking about essentially the military-industrial complex and then how much bombing actually goes on in a given day in our names around the world. And the video itself is entitled 121 Bombs a Day, Poor People Get Angry, Death of Local News. Now I'm simply talking about the first segment of this video, and he goes on to talk about this in a very succinct way with some really good statistics, much of which we've already talked about in the past, but I really wanted to cover this just because of it. Even me knowing this information, just in seeing it compiled like this, really shocked me. So he begins by pointing out that the Pentagon simply cannot account for $21 trillion, something we pointed out many times. That's also just what we're being told. It's likely much more than that. But before I move forward, I want to point something out that I haven't seen too many other people make the connection here, and it seems pretty obvious to me. But that just so happens to be exactly, I guess, give or take a few billion dollars, our national debt. We are currently over $21 trillion with our national debt in this country. And that just so happens to be the $21 trillion that's unaccountable from the Pentagon. I mean, does anybody else find that to be wildly coincidental? The numbers are exactly the same. I mean, think about that for a second. The fact that, so we have to assume that this money that the Pentagon cannot account for, this $21 trillion, likely more, is being spent on black budget projects and military ventures around the world that they likely know and can account for. They just don't want to tell you where it's actually going. So imagine if we weren't spending all this money on this bloated military-industrial complex, I mean, more so than we already are that we can see, this $21 trillion of phantom money, we would literally be zeroed out in our debt. We would not have any debt in this country. Think about that for a second. I mean, that's assuming that's what it's from, but 21 unaccountable, if we were simply holding them to account, we would have no debt in this country. I find that to be mind-boggling when you really think about how crazy our debt is right now and how dangerous that is for where our country is heading. Anyway, moving on to the point of his video, he goes on to start pointing out bombings of the past and how frequent they were for previous presidents. George W. Bush, his military, dropped 70,000 bombs on 5 countries. That's 24 bombs a day, 8,750 bombs per year. Now, just that by itself, before you move forward, is absolutely crazy when you really think about what that means, how many people are dying, what's actually going on. And it also has to be pretty startling when you realize that at this point in time, we were not at war with any country like we're not now. We were bombing people, but we're not officially at war with anybody. Yet he dropped 70,000 bombs. Then we move on to the next one, and Obama, he dropped 100,000 bombs in 7 countries. 7 countries, which I find very interesting, thinking of Wesley Clark. But now he basically outbombed Bush by 30 bombs in 2 countries. That's pretty alarming. So that's 34 bombs a day, 12,500 bombs per year. That, I mean, think about that again. Continuing to escalate, not being at war with any country. Then it goes on to the Trump administration. And this is right now with what we're currently doing. He is wildly on track to beat both of them by leaps and bounds. And that's mostly, almost predominantly, because he gives the military unilateral decision-making abilities. They can literally call in airstrikes. Even Iraqi generals that are not in the U.S. military are able to call in military strikes from the U.S. military. When we talked about the Moab in Afghanistan and how Trump was, and this is verifiable, by the way, I'll make sure and put a link in the show notes, he was not even aware that that bomb was dropped until he was notified by the generals that made the call. Think about that. The largest non-nuclear bomb was dropped without the president even being in the circle of decision-making process. That's very alarming. So now, basically, hearing those in the past, even though that seems amazing to see how many bombs were dropped. Just in Trump's first year in office, as the title states, he dropped 121 bombs per day. That is 44,096 per his first year alone. It's startling to see this continue to escalate, again, despite us not being officially at war with any country and bombing plenty of countries that prior to us being involved in were not even considered war zones, places like Yemen and Pakistan, and we're continuing to bomb them to this day. If you really break down these numbers, that is five bombs dropped per hour of every single day. So right this moment, there are bombs being dropped every single 12 minutes. I mean, really take a moment and grasp that concept. Right now, every 12 minutes, we're dropping a bomb on some other country that we're not officially at war with, and in most like cases, killing civilians. And speaking of civilians, according to the CIA's own documents, people who are targeted by the kill list to be considered, you know, what they call death by drone, accounted for only 2% of the deaths caused by the drone strikes. This is the CIA's own information that they've released. I'll say that again. People who were on the kill list for being targeted for death by drone accounted for only 2% of the deaths actually caused by those strikes. So we're dropping a bomb every single 12 minutes overseas, and 98% of the time are killing civilians. This is by the government's own statistics. So whatever kind of two-party mentality that's making you recoil and say, oh, we're fighting for freedom and democracy, or you know, whatever nonsensical idea makes you defend this, we have to stand back and realize that this has absolutely, in no way, shape, or form, anything to do with helping people overseas. This is about keeping the military budget bloated and finding reasons to create and manufacture war for conquest and simply to maintain the bloated budget. It's very frustrating to continue to see this. He also makes another great point coming from an article by Whitney Webb, where she says, even worse, 80% of those killed are never even identified. And this is coming from the CIA's own documents as well. And they show that they don't even know who they are killing, essentially avoiding the issue of reporting civilians in general by simply choosing to broadly deem everyone in a given area as enemy combatants, which is such a ridiculous circular logic by saying, well, there, everyone in there is an enemy combatant, so we kill them all, then that's all okay. None of them are civilians, we can't count that. It's just ridiculous, and this is what we're seeing. This is modern warfare today, and this is why people are so aggressively propagandized to see things in a very specific way. He also makes another excellent point that's startling to see, that essentially due to all of this bombing, there's articles showing that we are literally running out of bombs. We're bombing so much that we can't even produce enough fast enough, which I think is just simply a wet dream for the military-industrial complex and a way of creating this mirage of needing more funding. We can't make bombs enough. We need more funding and more people to make bombs. I mean, it's just alarming to see this. And I really want people to begin to digest all this information and share this with people who do not realize this is being carried out all around the world. And again, this has absolutely nothing to do with helping people. And even if it did, even if they were genuinely trying to bomb these people into safety, which is just a ridiculous concept, they're clearly doing a very bad job of helping people, because all the people they're killing are the civilians they claim to be over there fighting for. This cannot be any clearer. We have to begin to recognize what's actually going on in our name around the world. Moving on to the next story coming from the antimedia.com, Israeli troops kill four Palestinians, injure over 600 at Gaza border. Israeli troops killed four Palestinians and wounded over 600 others on Friday with live fire and tear gas used against protesters yet again at the Gaza border. At least 124 Palestinians, including journalists and medics, as we pointed out many times, have been fatally shot by Israelis in Gaza since late March, when Palestinians launched the Great March of Return protest campaign to demand the right of return for refugees displaced in 1948 from their towns and villages in what is now claimed to be Israel. Israel, with U.S. support, has described the protest as a ploy by Hamas to breach its borders and says that its lethal tactics have been necessary to prevent that. The Palestinians killed on Friday were three adult men and a 15-year-old boy. Of 618 people wounded, 120 were from live fire. Among those wounded by gunfire was, in fact, an Associated Free Press photographer and a 23-year-old man who was on life support after a tear gas canister penetrated his face. There have been no Israeli casualties from more than 2 months of confrontations along the Gaza border. That alone, that statistic right there, understanding that there has been zero casualties while they're killing over 100 people now in Gaza due to claiming simple self-defense typically, but now just kind of making it this kind of muddled claim of defending the border while people are peacefully protesting. And again, even if some of them are not, it does not justify the killing of medics and journalists and all the many number of things we've been covering over the last month. But an Associated Free Press photographer. I mean, how are all these propagandists going to fold that one into it? Somehow this guy is working for Hamas? I guess that's possible, but it's ridiculous to think that all of these people are somehow pawns in this game of Hamas and pushing people to the fence so they shoot them. It's absurd to see how this continues to get played. And again, talking about bombing 121 bombs a day around the world, it doesn't surprise me that a country doing that, or rather the rogue government that's running the country doing that, would support something like that's happening in Israel today. It doesn't surprise me at all, but it's appalling to see, because all of this is also being done in our name as the U.S. continues to veto any kind of real action against Israel from the United Nations. Hopefully we see this supposed human rights investigation actually be carried out, but as I pointed out when they first discussed that from the Human Rights Council at the UN, it's not going to really see any actual investigation until sometime next year. So all this is going to continue, and people are going to continue to be shot and continue to be injured, all under some vague claim of protecting a border fence that's electrified with sniper rifles. It is appalling, and people need to begin, just like the first story, to really recognize what's going on and stop buying the propaganda. Moving on to the next story coming from ZeroHedge.com, Lockheed Martin awarded $929 million contract for hypersonic weapon to counter China and Russia. Lockheed Martin, the defense company behind F-35A Lightning II, a fifth-generation combat aircraft, won almost a billion-dollar contract April 18th to develop the hypersonic missile for the U.S. Air Force that will travel more than five times faster than the speed of sound to overcome Russian and Chinese missile defense systems, apparently. In March, the United States Strategic Commander told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the U.S. is vulnerable to future attack via hypersonic missiles and is quickly falling behind the technical curve for hypersonics. He said, quote, "We, the U.S., don't have any defense that could deny the employment of such a weapon against us." Now, does anybody else catch the immediate contradiction right there? Claiming that we don't have any defense against hypersonic missiles, so we apparently need to develop offensive missiles. This is always how this works. Not to mention all the things we pointed out in the recent past about Russia specifically and how they've continued to scale back their military spending, but we continue to use them increasingly for justification for more spending. But the point here is that we always, even the concept of Department of Defense is a ridiculous oxymoron. Everything we do is offensive. We're in all these countries all around the world, we talked about in the beginning, bombing a bomb every 12 minutes somewhere around the world, but yet we're spending more to develop these hypersonic weapons. Now, I could get behind some kind of a defensive measure to stop any kind of aggressive attack using hypersonic missiles, because we definitely need a defense to defend your country. I've always been okay with that concept, but everything we do is tailored towards offense, even though the justification for this is that we don't have a defense for hypersonic missiles, so let's give them $1 billion to make hypersonic missiles. It doesn't make sense. And that's why we have to begin to recognize the absurdity of these kind of claims. Now, the author does write, last month, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told the 984 new lieutenants who were graduating from the U.S. Air Force Academy to prepare for the worst war. The warnings came a day before Mattis told troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, that, quote, storm clouds are gathering over the Korean Peninsula, clearly showing you that they are preparing for war regardless of everything that's going on. Now, you could make the claim that is either just to hype these soldiers up, you know, propaganda, that's what they do, or simply just to always be prepared, which either one, I'm sure that makes sense to people who want to believe this. But the real point here is that they are War is the point. And if you can't see that by looking back, even just over the last decade, last 20 years, last 30 years, we've been at war constantly. So the point is that regardless of any kind of peace deals and things we're talking about, the U.S., or rather those hijacking the U.S., will continue to find excuses to not only spend more, but use them somewhere around the world. Now, that's an alarming concept. Moving on to the next story, and the final story of the day, coming from mintpressnews.com. Don't call it fake news. Facebook to fully fund streaming mainstream news shows. Facebook is pressing its ongoing offensive against fake news with a novel idea. It will fully shoulder the cost of producing what it claims are high-quality news shows by a handful of mainstream media outlets. In so doing, it hopes to kill three birds with one stone. Please the traditional media giants, ward off the reputation that it proliferates misinformation, and open up new audiences for its obscure TV-style streaming video platform. On Tuesday, the social network giant announced that it would begin airing exclusive programs from the likes of Disney-owned ABC News, AL.com, CNN, Fox News, Univision. BuzzFeed is also reported to be among media outlets with shows that will be rolling out in the coming weeks. Featured hosts will include CNN's Anderson Cooper, Shepard Smith of Fox News, and Jorge Ramos of Univision. Facebook's head of global news partnerships, Campbell Brown, said Tuesday, quote, "Earlier this year, we made a commitment to show news that is trustworthy, informative, and local on Facebook. As a part of that commitment, we are creating a dedicated section within Watch for news shows produced exclusively for Facebook by news publishers. With this effort, we are testing a destination for high quality and timely news content for our platform." Clearly, all of this stuff fits together, whether we're talking about the government, CIA, and Facebook, or the media propaganda arms and things like Facebook and Twitter, and how they all just kind of mesh together into one giant social programming agenda. And it just shows you that they're trying to very clearly promote one agenda. And again, talking about the war concept from the beginning to now, the concept is that they will do everything they can to make sure that you both see what we're doing overseas as a positive thing and to justify why you think we may need to do it. And that all comes back to propaganda, social programming. And things like Twitter and Facebook have been showing, verifiably so, even by their own admission, to be doing just that. So this is exactly what we're seeing on Facebook. One more glaring reason to get the hell out of there and find some other source of social media, I guess, whether you want, if you need that, but, you know, go to Steemit or other places like that. People like myself are forced to be on these things to make sure we get this message to as many people as possible. But the moment that Facebook stops being a prominent, you know, source of for people going to look and find their information, I'll be the first one to delete my account because I stay off Facebook as often as possible outside of posting information for people to see, despite the fact that they're aggressively censoring everything that goes against the establishment narrative, just like we're seeing here. So this needs to begin to stand out. We need to begin to recognize how clearly they're trying to propagandize what's going on and make you see what's happening. Make you see these 121 bombs a day, this bomb every 12 minutes in countries we're not at war with, as a good thing. Now that's got to be shocking to you. For more information on the topics discussed, make sure you check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.